verse 7 is where we are. But let's go back to the front, to the alphabet right now, quickly, and just look at it. And I'm going to show you a little bit of this. I want to reemphasize just a little bit each week. If I say it enough, you'll memorize it, believe it or not. If you do something enough times without you even knowing it, you're going to do it. Hmm? You don't have to think when you're putting a cookie in your mouth, do you? You don't put it in your ear or your eye. So it's, anyway, so we have an aleph, okay? An aleph, that's an aleph up here, all right? That's like an A or something that you have the vowels to tell you how to pronounce it. So let's say aleph. Okay, now what the animal does that, what does it represent?
An ox.
An ox.
You say aleph. Mm-hmm. That's A, or Aleph.
Uh-huh.
That's the first one. Is that the long official version of the name of that letter, but its sound is A or A?
Well, the vowels tell you how to say it.
It's
just A. Yeah. No, the vowels tell you. It's Aleph. This is how you write the language. This is Aleph. Okay? And then the vowels tell you how to say it. Okay? Don't. Aleph. All right. Okay. Well, I know, but we're slowly going a little by little. Okay. We'll get to them sooner or later. Aleph. And that is an ox. Okay. The ancient writings. And if you look in the ancient writings, it looked like an ox's horns. Okay. And then Beth. All right. Beth. Beth. Can you say Beth? All right. And that means what? Remember what that was? The Beth? Aleph, what? House. House. All right? Beth means house. If you want to write that down in there now, if you write it down, it'll mean more to you. All right? So now we have Aleph, which the word Aleph and Beth, Ab, means father, doesn't it? And if we look at the first two letters, we see father of the house in that. Father of the house, okay? And then Gamel. A Gamel. All right, and that, what does that represent? A camel. All right, and then we have Dalet. Dalet, okay, and what does that represent? A door. Okay, and then I think I've got that up here someplace, the Dalet. There it is right there. That's a Dalet. All right, that's what a Greek D looks like. It'll be like a DH, da, and then a hard D. Okay, either way. And then hey. All right. Hey. All right. And what is that? A window. All right. And if you look at it, look over here with Elohim. See that right there? It kind of looks like a window in a little bit, doesn't it? Okay. A window. All right. And then we have a vowel, or wow. All right. A wow is a reaping hook. That's a, see right here, that's a vowel. Okay.
Yeah. Huh?
No, that's not a vowel either. It's a, someplace around here. Wait, I don't have it up there. What?
How's it spelled? I can't make it out there.
W-A-W-R-V-A-W. The biblical Hebrew will say W-A-W, and the modern Hebrew is Vah. Vah. Okay? V-A-W. So it's pronounced either one of those two places. The modern Hebrew is pronounced Vah, and the other one's Waf. Okay? And then we have Zion.
Zion.
And what is that?
Weapon.
That's a weapon. Okay? A Z like in zeal, too. And then Het.
I didn't get the one up above what it meant.
Oh, vowel? Okay, a reaping hook.
A reaping.
Yeah, like a reaping hook. It's a... Right. Like this.
How do you spell
the what?
Heth.
Actually, it's like cha, cha.
Oh,
yeah, it's heth, but it's cheth. Their modern Hebrews pronounce it cheth. Chet, chet. C-H. Chet. All right? See it. No ha. No ha. All right? That's no ha. All right? Cheth. All right? And then teth. And what does that look like? A snake. All right, and then the heth was a cheth was a fence, by the way. All right, fence. And then the snake, and then yod, which I pointed to a while ago. Yod is hand, like this, see? Like a yod, hand. All right, yod like a hand. And then kaf, kaf, that means the opened hand. All right, opened hand. Kaf. And lameth, lameth. That's that little thing like this. See this one? That's lameth, and that's like a whip. Okay, like a whip. And then mem, and that's like an elm in English, and it means waters, waters. Okay, neen, neen, yeah, neen or noon. Okay, I got a. Noon, okay, and there's two of them, one that looks like this, and one that looks like this, okay? All right, those two things, that's the two different ways you do it. It's a neen and a final neen, all right, noon. And then somic, somic, and that kind of looks like an O, does it? The somic and the mem looks a whole lot alike in the final form. And it's a prop. The somic is a prop.
Is that P-H or C-H or somic?
Somic. C-K-H. S-A-M-E-K-H.
Okay.
K-H. Somic. All right. Somic.
What does mean mean?
It means a prop. To prop up something. Neen is a fish.
Fish?
If see this thing like this, see that's what it looks like in its final form. It looked like a fish, kind of. Yes. It is an alphabet, but it is that what you write it with an alphabet, but you pronounce it. You have to. The original Hebrews had an alphabet, but they did not point it. And then much later, they invented a vowel system, and the old vowel system for hundreds of years, the biblical Hebrew grammars pronounced it just exactly like I'm telling you that Hebrew grammars did. And then, after 1948, the Jews have their own language. They adopted Hebrew as their language, and they pronounced it differently than what the biblical Hebrew did for the last 400 years, or 500, 600, 700 years. Okay? Now, there's the difference. And a modern Hebrews... Talked to Leanne Canuso one time. She teaches modern Hebrew, conversational Hebrew, and she said the Jews don't think anything of our preachers because they don't pronounce their language right. Then in all reality, I really believe that the Jews don't pronounce their language right. Because the biblical grammar, Hebrew grammar scholars actually were writing this for hundreds of years before the Jews got their language back. And they, Brother Hubbard said they used to speak Yiddish. But today... The reason why I'm teaching you to pronounce it like the modern Hebrew does is so you can use it a little bit, all right? You won't be confused by it. And I don't know, maybe I totally confused you then. I don't know. But try to make the differentiation. All right, somic. And that's like a prop. And then ion. Ion. Okay, ion. It's like the eye, okay? Ion like an eye. And then pay. And it's like a mouth. I don't have a pay up here. It looks like pay and cough look a whole lot alike. I always make my pays a little longer, and here would be a cough like this, okay? And the pay always has this little thing like that in the middle of it, like a tongue. There's like a tongue in the mouth, okay?
Hey, Jim, the ancient and the modern are written the same, it's pronounced differently?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any difference, to tell you the truth, but I am telling you the difference you'll have, especially if you try to witness to a Jew or something. They're going to say, you don't know how to pronounce, you know, we're pronouncing words, and they'll say you're doing it wrong. But probably they're doing it wrong. But who knows for sure, okay? I'm not going to be... arguing about it a lot. All right, sade. Sade. And it's like a T-S-A-D-H-E is how you would pronounce it, sade. Sade. It's like a, kind of like a T. And it's a fish hook. A fish hook. And then we see the word kof. All right, kof. 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 And that's like the back of your head, kof. I don't have one written up here. The kof looks like this. Okay?
P.
It looks like a P. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kof. All right, it's like a Q, though. Q or a K. And then we have the word resh. Resh. Resh is like the word Abraham here, or Abram, okay? That's resh, is like that, okay? If you look, the resh and the daleth look a whole lot alike, okay? And then the final forms of a couple of other letters. Okay, resh, and then sin. Sin is like this one, sin, shin, or shin. And sin, all right? That's the way it is. Sin and shin. Sin and shin. See, like that, Asher. That's a very common word. Sin, shin, it's, they're both the same. And then what's the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet? Tau. All right, tau. And that's, the sin and shin were roots, all right? Like roots, tooth with long roots. Like a tooth with a long loop. Long roots, and the tau is like the cross. All right, tau, like in T, like in think. And it can be either T, a strong T, or it can be a TH. All right, a T or a TH. I hope that didn't confuse you too much. Well, I thought we'd go over it again for a few minutes. Now let's get into the important thing. The Bible. The Bible, that's more important. We study Hebrew and Greek because the Bible's written in Hebrew and Greek. That's all. The only reason why we study it. All right. Bat, tik, pa, kok, na. Boy, that's a long word. 3:7. Genesis 3:7. Genesis 3 and verse 7. We're in the third chapter, the very interesting chapter. Homemade duds here. Homemade duds and homemade religion. That's what we're talking about.
We're already on 10 now.
We are?
Yeah, we did 7 and 8.
Oh, okay, I see. And 9. We're at verse 9. Okay, I goofed. All right. 3 and 9. Thank you. I had put my little clip here in the wrong place. By Yikra. All right, 3 and verse 9, by Yikra. And then how do you say this word right here? Now, what's that word? Here's the word right here.
Adonai.
Hashem or Hadabar. Okay, Hadabar means what?
The word.
The word. Simply the word, okay? It is the name of God, and we do not know how to say it. As simple as that, I don't care what. We do not know how to say this name. That's period. All right? They can say whatever they want to today, but they didn't speak that name for thousands of years. Not after they got the law of Moses when it says, Thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain. They never spoke that name again. And since it was not pointed then, we have no idea what it sounds like today in all reality. And we got people that say it's Yahweh, Jehovah. King James put Jehovah down, didn't they? All right. But whatever it is, it's the word, okay? The word Elohim, the name of God, Elohim, and then we have the word El. That's easy. Ha Adam. Now you guys say this all right, because this is the easy verse now. All right. Vayikra. Adonai. Elohim, El. Okay.
You start over.
Yikra, Jehovah, or of Adonai, Elohim, El Ha'adam. All right. You go backwards. All right. Vayikra and Adonai, Elohim, El Ha'adam. If you need a little time to write that down, those pronunciations, you can have it. And then Vayomer, Vayomer. Okay? And then Lov. And now the modern Jews will say Lov, the, with a V on the end of it. The biblical Hebrew will say Lov. Okay? And then Ayika, Ayika. This is the famous verse in the Bible. And he said to him, Ayika. God said to Adam, Ayika, Ayika, where are you? Now, do you think God didn't know where Adam was? Huh? Ayika? Well, he knew where he was. And called and kept on calling Jehovah. Now, he did. He kept on calling. Now, the language says this. In English, you don't see this. But God kept on calling, Adam! 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 Over and over again, God kept calling out his name. It says that third person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect. Okay? So we see the action now. God is walking through the garden in the person of Jehovah or Jesus Christ. He's walking through the garden and he keeps calling out, Ha Adam! Ha Adam! He kept calling out, Adam! 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 Unto Adam. And he said, Vayomer. Can you say Vayomer? That's a common word, and you're going to see this 1,000 times. Vayomer. All right, Vayomer.
And is Vah, huh?
Vayomer. And said. Yeah. And said, Vayomer. That on the front of it there, that's Vah, and that's and. Okay, that's the way we have and all the time. Va. In Greek, it's Chi. In Hebrew, it's just Va. Or Wah. Okay? And he said, he kept on saying, third person masculine or singular, Cal, Wow, consecutive and first. He kept on calling out. What's it say there, and what those Jews translate this as, Brother Randall? Or do you have the interlinear? That's just the, okay, I didn't bring that other one here. I'm sure they got some kind of interpretation instead of what it says here. You're seeing what it says. Okay? And he kept on saying, Lo, to him, Ayeka. 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 Can you say that word? Ayeka. Where are you? Ayeka. It was Jesus. And it's Jehovah. Jehovah is Jesus. Okay? And he's walking through the garden in the person of, in the physical image of Jesus.
Did he have a body then?
Yes. He appeared to him. This is what we have. This is the pre-incarnate Christ. He had the form of a body. What we saw was the pre-incarnate Christ. Jesus, as he was 20, 30 years old, he's walking through the garden talking to Adam. All right? He's walking in his pre-incarnate form. Pre-incarnate means what?
Before he became flesh.
Before the act of becoming flesh. John 1:14 is where the Jehovah, the Word, the Hadabar, Hashem, the name, this is when God became flesh. Alright? In the person, and he became flesh so he could redeem us. But before that, he walked and talked with man. One time, we see the word Jehovah Jireh in the 22nd chapter of Genesis where Jesus or Jehovah appeared to Abraham. All right, he appeared to Abraham. He saw him. He said he saw him. And Jesus, in John the 8th chapter and John the 10th chapter, he was working over those Pharisees. And he said, before Abraham I was. I kept on being. All right? He said, Abraham was glad to see me or my day. He was glad to see me, okay? Any questions there? That's who it was now. We have Jehovah walking through the garden in the pre-incarnate person of Jesus. Now, what had happened here is man had put a wide barrier between himself and God. Okay? Man had put a wide barrier between himself and God because of his sin now. All right? Because of his sin. How was man clothed before? How was he clothed? With the Shekinah, our presence, glory, a transfiguring clothing that man had before. And then when he sinned, he became naked. Remember the word naked, arum? He became deceitful. He became naked. He became sinful. He became a liar. He became testy. All of those things, that word arum, arumim, they were. All right? Now, 3 and verse 10. 3 and verse 10. Here's a word here. Can you look at that one? Look at the word over here in the last chapter. Remember down there on the second line? Remember how you said that? Vayomer. 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 V-A-I-Y-O-M-E-R. Vayomer. All right? Vayomer. Vayomer et kalika. All right? See that word et there? Look at the et. See that one? Vayomer et. What does that et mean? In Greek, the equivalent of et is what? Remember? Ace. Okay? A sign of the direct object. We know that there's action going. And he said, and he kept on saying, all right? Who's talking here now? Third person, masculine, singular, cal, wow, consecutive, and perfect. All right, old Adam, he keeps on calling back. He said, the sign of the direct object, your voice, kalika, kalika, say that, kalika, kalika, I heard your voice. All right, kalika, your voice, shamati. Shamati, I heard. All right. Kalika, voice, I heard. Shamati. Shamati. See that word? See that shin there? All right. Shamati. Shamati. Shamati is not thi, because it's got a dot there in the middle of that tau, doesn't it? Shamati. And then he says, I heard, first person, construct, singular, cal, perfect. I have heard. I heard it. Completed action, perfect tense. Bog, gone. Bog, gone. Gone is garden. Okay? Just think about our word garden. Gone. Okay? Bog, gone. In garden. I heard your voice in garden. Vayrah, Vayrah. Look at that, Vayrah. I became afraid. I shuddered. I shuddered, I shook, and I trembled. Okay? Vayrah. Key. Because, key. That's just like key, K-E-Y or K-I. Key. It looks like. Looks like this. This is the one that we're studying right now. This key. Okay. Key. Key. Because a Rome. Look at that word. A Rome. Because naked, crafty, sly, a sinner, deceitful, foxy, thief. That's what that word means. Arom. Arom. Can you say that? Arom. Anohi. Arom Anohi. Anohi. I. Anohi. That's I. By T, chaveh. Vay chaveh. Vay chaveh. And I hid, I concealed, and I kept on hiding myself. First Russian construct singular, nephael, while consecutive and perfect. And I kept on hiding myself. I kept on hiding myself. Thieves always try to use the darkness to cover their dishonesty, don't they? And what did he do? Remember what he did? In verse number 7, they had sewn together fig leaves. Homemade clothing, homemade religion. All right? They used to say, uglier than homemade soap. Remember that? Uglier than a mud fence. Their clothing was not very pretty compared to the Shekinah that God had clothed them with, was it? All those fig leaves. Boy, what a poor excuse. All right. Next, 3 and verse 11 now. We're going to start out here with that word again. Vayomer. Vayomer. The next 3 and verse 11 over there to the right. Vayomer me. Hig gid. Hig gid. Lika. Ki. Erom. Ata. Hamin. Haetz. Asher. Tiz Viticha. I know that's a hard one. Tiz Viticha. Okay, like T-Z-E-V. V-I-T-C-H-A. Viticha. Okay? And then Vavilti. Vavilti. That's the next one. Levilti. All right? Levilti. Levilti. And then a coal. Meminu. Meminu. Achalita. Vayomer. And he said and kept on saying, me, who? Higid. Who caused you to know? Who caused you to know? Third person masculine or singular. Hifael, perfect. Who caused you to have known? Lika, to you, ki, that, or because, aron, dishonest, naked, a thief, a liar, foxy. This is the same word that described the serpent. And the serpent became aron. Same word. All right. And man became aron. Ata. Naked are you, Ata, are you? Hamin. From the tree. All right. From the haetz, from the tree. All right. Which, from which? I commanded you, titsi bichicha. All right. I commanded you, first person construct singular, PL stem. PL means what? You remember what that means, Randall? PL stem? That means great intensity. That means smashing order. A strong order. Don't do it! Don't do it! Don't do it! Is what God told him. He kept on saying, don't you touch that tree. Don't you look at it. Don't you eat from it. Stay away from that tree. That was a strong and intensified order. All right? I commanded you intensely. Lo, harli vilti, to not a coal, to eat a coal. Not to eat, cal infinitive construct, from him. From him. God gives that tree a masculine gender, from him. Don't you eat from him. From him you have eaten Achalita. You have eaten. Achalita. Second person masculine, singular, cal perfect. You have eaten. You have eaten.
Not a question, is it a question?
All right. And he said, who caused you to know that naked you are? God is asking him a question. Who caused you to know naked you are? Do you think the Lord knew that? Do you think Jehovah knew it? But he's wanting Adam to realize what happened. Okay? I want you to realize. And he says, from the tree from which I intensely commanded you, that's in the PL stem, write that PL down. I think it's down there, isn't it? PL, P-I-E-L, PL stem. That I intensely commanded you, the VLT, not to eat, not to eat. From him you have eaten. That's a question, all right. Have you eaten from the tree that I intensely commanded you not to eat from him? That's pretty... This is not in English, is it? It's just not there. All right? English leaves a lot to be desired in this. You could explain this. And that's the only way we can do it. We're translating it now. We're not interpreting it. We're translating it. There's a difference, isn't it? Do you see the difference? A lot of difference. All right? We saw the difference when God created Adam. All right? From the same elements as he created her. And that he created Eve from the sides of Adam. From his fleshes, from his bloods, and from his bones. Okay? And now it says here, Vayomer, 3 and 12. Vayomer, 3 and 12. Can you say that? Vayomer. If you say this enough, you're going to get it. Vayomer Ha-Adam. All right, can you say Ha-Adam? That's pretty easy. And then Ha-Isha. This is what you wanted there, Brother Mike, remember? The other day, you wanted to know what it looked like, whatever. Ha-Isha. All right. The woman, Ha-Isha, Esher, Na-Tat-Ta, 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 N-A-T-A-T-T-A-H, Na-Tat-Ta, Imadi, Imadi, and then Heave, all right, Na-Ti-Na, Li-Min Ha-Etz. Li-Min Ha-Etz. Va-Kel. Va-Kel. All right. Now let's go back and look at these now. And kept on saying the man. The man kept on making excuses. And the man ate from the tree and stole the fruit. And he became a glutton. Remember what he did? He ate and he kept on eating and he kept on eating and he kept on eating and he kept on eating. And she kept on giving it to him and he kept on eating. They gorged themselves from this tree. They didn't just touch it. They didn't just eat it. They gorged themselves on it. You know, once a man enters into sin, it's just easier and he has quite an appetite for it, doesn't it? That's right. Quite an appetite. Vayomer. And he said, third person masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect. It comes from Amer. And by the way, that's on page 55. I think it's written down in there. If you want to look it up in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Ha-Adam. Ha-Adam. All right. Ha-Adam. Someplace I thought I put Adam up here. No, I guess I didn't. Ha-Adam. Anyway, you see it there. Ha-Adam. Remember what Adam means. Adam is the human race. He's also related to the earth. And how do you say earth? How do you say earth? Adama. We have Dom, which is blood. We have Adam, which is man. And we have Adama, which is the earth. All from the same root. Okay? And the man, the woman, Ha-Isha. Say Ha-Isha. All right, woman means out of man. The woman which, natata, which you gave, you have given, all right, which you have, the woman which you have given, imati, with me, she, hif, she, natina, naughty. We get our word naughty, you know. You were doing something naughty. Naughty na. She gave to Lo, or Lee that is, Lee, men from, remember that word men? I have that written up here someplace, I thought. Men. Well, it's there in front of you anyway. Men from Ha'etz, from the tree. They know which tree he's talking about, don't they? Huh? Do you think they know which tree he's talking about? Yeah. From the tree. The tree. There's a the in front of that. Ha-etz. And I kept on eating. Ba-ka-el. And I kept on eating. First person construct, singular. Cal-wal, consecutive, imperfect. And I kept on eating. Have you ever had some food that you really liked and you just couldn't hard quit eating it? Have you ever done it? Mm-hmm. Too many times? Oh, okay. See, I don't know what. A long time ago, I used to like pecan pie, but I haven't eaten that in over 30 years. I like my spaghetti real well, and I eat it, but, you know, it tastes real good. Especially when I'm cooking that. I'll put a little out in the bowl, and I'll eat a little, make sure it's right, you know. I always eat it all day long. When dinner time comes, when I'm finished cooking it, then I'm not hungry because I've been tasting it all day long, eating it, and kept on eating it all day. Gorging yourself till your stomach was out of shape. All right. Kept on eating and gorging himself till his stomach was... I was enjoying my food. And somebody will say, I ate so much, I hurt. You ever heard of that term? I ate so much, I hurt.
I
ate so much, I hurt. You filled your stomach up so much, it was hurting. That's what they did. That's what they did right there. I kept on doing this. Gluttony. Gluttony has begun now among the human race. 313. The first word. Now, that ought to be easy for you. Can anybody say that? Vayomer. Vayomer. V-A-I-Y-O-M-E-R. Vayomer is the way you would spell it in English. And then what's the next word? Adonai or Hashem or Hardabar, because we don't know how to say it. All right. Elohim. All right, we got that one. La'isha. All right, who's that, Brother Mike? La'isha.
The woman.
All right, the woman. Ma'zot. Ma'zot. Asit. Ba'tamar. Ha'isha. Ha-na-chash. Ha-i-ishani. Ba-o-kal. Ba-tomer ha-isha. Ha-na-na-shi. Hi-shi-shani. Ha-na-na-shi-shi-ani. All right. And the serpent gave to me. All right. And the serpent gave to me. And Jehovah God talked, kept on talking to the woman. Third person masculine singular, their cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect from Amer. Kept on talking to La Isha and said, what? Ma Zot, what is this? Or what this is you have done. Second person feminine singular, cow, perfect. What is this that you have done?
How do you say that?
All right.
You have done.
Asit.
Asit.
Asit. That's it. Asit. That, I mean, Hebrew is shorthand, okay? La isha ma zat asit. That whole verse right there. And to the woman, what this is, have you done? La ish ma zat asit. Vat tomar. Vat tomar. All right? And she said, see that? Look at that towel in there. That's what, that's the feminine part of it. All right? That's a third person feminine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect. All right? Vat tomar. And she said, ha isha, the woman, ha nahashi shiani. The serpent. He tricked me. He, she, ani. He, she, ani. He tricked me. Perfect tense. He has tricked me. He has deceived me. Third person, masculine, singular. Hifel, perfect. And I kept on eating. It was delicious. It was See's candy. It was a chocolate drop. It was pecan pie. I ate it. I just kept on. I couldn't stop. I remember the time that I was a little old boy, and my great-grandfather, Hattie Jane Paul, that's her husband, he gave me a dime for chopping wood for him, and I went down to the store and I bought a thing of butterscotch. It cost a dime, and I had tasted butterscotch someplace on ice cream. I went down there and I got a spoon and I ate the whole thing. I never wanted any more butterscotch ever again. Never. I have never wanted to taste butterscotch again. I loved it before. I just got my fill of it. I mean, for the rest of my life, that 10 cents worth of butterscotch was enough to fill me up from now on. All right? He kept on, and she kept on, or she said, I kept on gorging myself. I kept on gorging myself. I ate. 3:14 now. Do you know what this next word is here? Anybody say that? Vayomer. See there? Vayomer. I told you that word is going to be. How about the next word? Adonai, or Hashem, or Hadavar, Elohim. That's Jehovah right there. That's Jesus. That's who that is. Jesus is talking to her. All right? El Hanashash. All right? Now, Jesus is talking to the snake here, too, okay? Hanashash ki asita zot. El hanashash ki asita zot arur ata miko ha bi bihima. Ha bi bihima. You mikol chayat. Hasidai, al, ye cha nika, talit, vi afar, tokal, kol, yamei, chai, ye cha. Sound like Chinese, doesn't it? Long, long verse. Vayomer, and Jehovah, Jesus, kept on speaking to the snake, unto the snake now. Remember, this is the promise and the curse in the Bible right here. These are the curses and the promise right here. And Jesus, Jehovah, the one also. Remember when Jesus was in the flesh, John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory? All right. And the very first thing in Matthew, the 4th chapter, what happened to Jesus? Right here in the garden now, Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan. Now, who starts tempting Jesus over there in Matthew, the 4th chapter? Huh? The same old Nahash. The same old snake, old Lucifer. Unto Ha-Nahash. Ki, because asita, you have done, zalt, this thing, arur. Say that, arur. Arur. It's got to, you got to roll your tongue just like Spanish. Arur. All right? Arur. Cursed. Masculine singular, cal, perfect participle, passive. Cursed. A cursing. A cursing, a cursing, a cursing. You, atah. Mikol, from all. Remember what I word? I said the word call means for all. And mam, remember man? Or mam means from all. From all, above all. Ha, be, hima. Ha, be, hima. All right? All the four-legged, domesticated animals. Ha, be, hima. All right? Cursed above it, yumikol. Yumikol. U-M-I-K-K-O-L. And from all, that word and is in there, and then from all, chayat. Chayat is living things. Now, who's he talking to here? Jehovah's talking to who? Nahash, the serpent, the deceiving serpent, which became Arum. All right, he became Arum.
What does a room mean?
What does that a room mean? A room. Crafty, foxy, lying, deceitful, ill-natured. All of that. All of those things.
You think that he, after he did what he did, because then he tempted him, that he'd run away from God?
Well, God took his legs away from him. He amputated his legs. He wasn't doing much more running now. He's going to do a lot of crawling from now on. He's going to walk on his belly. All right. Evidently, the snake stood upright. He was a beautiful creature. Snakes are pretty. They're slick looking and everything else. I mean, they're beautiful creatures. And evidently, they had legs at one time, but now they don't. All right. Unto Nahash. Hanahash. Because you have done this thing, cursed. Kept on being cursed, you from all the cattle and from all living things of the prairie, of the field. Hasadai. Can you say Hasadai? Hasadai. H-A-S-S-A-D-E-H, I think is the way you would say that. Hasadai, if you want to write that down. All right. All ge cha nika. Ge ka cha nika. All right. On upon your belly. Upon your belly. Ge cha nika. Talika. You shall walk. Talik. You shall keep on walking. Second person masculine singular. Cal imperfect. Be afar. Fine dust, be afar. Fine dust, to call, you shall eat. You're going to be down in the ground, walking on your belly from now on, and everything you're going to eat dirt with it. You curse the ground. So now you're going to eat it every time you have a meal. You're going to eat dirt every time you have a meal. You curse the ground, now you're going to eat it. You shall eat, call all your days you may. Yeah. What's day in Hebrew? Remember what that is? What's that word day? Yom. Say yom. Yom. And right here is yemi. It means days. All the days. Cha ye cha. Of your lives. All the days of your lives. Every one of his descendants would eat walking on their belly, and they would eat in the dirt. They wouldn't get up out of the dirt and eat. They would eat in the dirt. From now on, they were evidently the king of the beast was the Nahash, but now he's the lowest. And if you look over here in the millennial reign, The snake is still going to be, all the other animals, the curse will be lifted from them. But Nahash will still be walking on his belly right over here. He'll still be walking on his belly. Any questions about that? No? Got that one?
Yeah, it talks about the devil, the old dragon, the snake. All the pictures I've ever seen of a dragon had legs.
Well, yeah, we have a. He's called the dragon, but in Hebrew it's the great snake, Pithonah. All right, Drakon. Okay, the dragon. We got a word dragon, Drakon, from the Greek, and it's a snake in the sky. Remember when I talked about the fiery serpent in the sky? Okay. All right, but that's, and the serpent being the head of the beast, and then Lucifer, evidently mankind and the animals were communicating, okay, and that was not unusual. They were communicating with him, and evidently the snake was the head, or kind of like Adam was over all of the whole earth. Maybe the snake was over all the animals. Okay, now the snake must have had a will. Those flying over there in the book of Mark, did they have a will when Jesus cast those demons or let those demons go out and of that man? Remember, Legion? Where the demons left that man and went into what? The swine. And the swine decided they didn't want to live demon-possessed. So what did they do to themselves? They drowned themselves. They didn't want to live like that. Okay? So they must have some sort of a volition. I don't understand all I know about that. The Bible just doesn't have a whole lot to say about it. But God, the animals over here in this millennial kingdom, now this is one that Jehovah's Witness call what? The kingdom. They want to go to the kingdom, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now, in the kingdom, lions are not going to be eating lambs anymore. Their teeth, their digestive system is all going to change. The whole complete, all of the animosity between animals will cease. Yeah.
They won't reproduce, right?
I don't know.
Well, they don't run the world if they did.
I'm sure God can make enough room for them. These people here are going to be reproducing. The humans are. All right. They're going to be vegetarians. The animals are going to be vegetarians. The lions are going to eat straw like an ox. They're going to go back to the vegetarian state like they did before the flood. Okay, we're going to be back and revert before the flood. The curse is going to be removed from them, except for the Nahash, for the snake. The snake will still walk on its belly. Okay, yes, Shirley.
But won't Satan be bound?
Satan is going to be bound here.
But the snake
still, because he loaned himself to Satan, is still going to be cursed for that 1,000 years. Evidently, after that, maybe not. But right there, he's going to be cursed.
They were always cursed because he loaned himself back.
Yes. And he's cursed above all other domesticated animals and all other living things on the earth.
Well, the lions don't need sharp teeth or claws.
The lions won't need any sharp teeth or claws. They're going to have paws like a cat. I mean, like a dog, I guess, and whatever. They won't need any of that because they'd be out there grazing with the cows. They won't be taking down any more cows. All right? Huh? All right. The curse is going to be removed from them right here. Do you have anything else? Any other questions? You want to do another verse, or are you finished? You want to do another verse? You want to do 3:15? This one here is the declaration of the promise. You want this one that this week or next week? We can look at it a little bit and then look at it some more next week, maybe. All right. Ba'iva. Can you say that? Ba'iva. Ashit. Be'nika. Yuvain. Ha'isha. Yuvain. Zaraka. Yuvain. Zara, Hu, Yi, Shufika, Rosh. V'ata. Te shufenu. Akiv. All right, let's look at this a little bit. Active hatred and hostility. Be'iba. Active hatred and hostility. I shall place, Ashit. I shall place, Ba'nika, between you. All right, between who? Who's it talking about? This is the first promise of the Messiah in the Bible right here. This is it. This is John 3:16 of the Old Testament. This is the promise of the Messiah. This is when God will become flesh. John 1:14, John 1 and 1. All of this is all rolled together. John 1:18. Colossians 1:16. Everything, we're talking about the Creator, but the Creator is going to become flesh and redeem us. Okay? I shall place, first person construct singular cal imperfect. I shall keep on placing between you, Benetcha, between you and Yuvain, and between Ha'isha, the woman, Yuvain, and between Zaraka, your seed, Zaraka. In Greek, is spermata. Okay? All right? Between your seed. All right? Who's it talking about? Your seed. This is Christ. She thought the Messiah was going to be born instantly. This is going to be her first child, would be Adonai, or Jehovah would be her child. And she's going to say that pretty soon, because she thinks that that child is going to be the Messiah. He's going to be the one that's going to conquer over the snake. Yuvain, and between Zara, her seed. All right? Hugh. He, Yishuk Fika. And he shall crush you. He shall crush you. Yishufika. Can you say that? Yishufika. Rosh. Rosh. That means head. All right? Kafale in Greek. All right? Rosh. Viata. And you shall. Tishufinu. And you shall crush him. You shall crush him, Akiv, as to the heel. You shall deal him a crippling blow. But he's going to kill you. He's going to deal you a blow as to the head. But you shall deal him a blow as to the heel. Now, Jesus, when he was tempted by Satan, he took him up on the pinnacle of the temple. Most people think that he took, as you're looking down the Kidron Valley, look up there, and I think it's like 1,200 feet down to the bottom there, if I remember right. It's a long way. Up on the pinnacle of the temple, the corner. Right over here. He took him up here. Here's the temple area right here, and here's the wall. Okay? He took him right up here, and way down here is the valley. See, that's a big bus right there. See that? That's a long way from there to yonder. Okay? He took him up here. And he said, the Scripture says, he said, jump down. The Scripture says that the angels will bear up that you will not dash your foot against the stone. Your heel against the stone. All right? Who is the God of this world? Who is the temporary God of this world? The controller, the emperor of this world? Lucifer. All right. Lucifer is the temporary emperor of this world, or what we call the god of this world, the demon of this world. Okay? And when he... Who were the Jewish people? They had a kingdom there, didn't they? When Jesus came in there and when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, like the Messiah would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, they said, Hallelujah! They were saying the Hallelujah Psalm. And the Pharisees said, don't let your disciples do this because they're saying you're the Messiah. He said, if I shut them up, what would happen? The stones would cry out. All the rocks would cry out. The earth knows it's the Messiah. The The earth knows its Messiah. 1:10:10. That's what the day is, isn't it? 1:10:10. Boy, that didn't even sound possible. The rocks will cry out. And he rode into that city. He made himself a whip of cords. He turned over the money changers' benches and said, "You're bankrupt. Your religion is bankrupt." That's where the term came from. Bankrupt. Turned over and broke their benches. He said, "You're a bankrupt." He beat the tar out of them because they publicly, if a pagan priest, if he was not honest, they would take him out and publicly whip him. And that's what Jesus was doing. He was going to an old public tradition of what they did when they were bankrupt, when they were deceitful and corrupt, embezzlers. And they were embezzling God's people, the Jews were. And he took his kingdom away from them. And then, just a few days later, when they demanded that Pilate execute him, because they had no authority to execute anyway. And by the way, you know when they lost that authority? There will not be a lawmaker depart from between the knees of what? Jacob until Shiloh comes. Shiloh comes, what does that mean? The Messiah. The very year that Jesus was born, they could not, from that point on, they could never execute a criminal. The Jews couldn't. Did you know that? And so then, God did it. Just God allowed, what we talked about, the permissive will this morning of God. God allowed these people to do this. He allowed the Romans to come in there and everything. And then Pilate declared Jesus innocent 5 times. 5 is the number of grace. He declared him innocent 5 times. And they demanded that he crucify him. And they say, he said he is the king. Not only did he say he's king, he said he is God in the flesh. He said he is blasphemy. He said he's God in the flesh. And we have no king but who? Caesar. They reject their king. They rejected their king.
What about Herod?
Herod was even the wrong man. He wasn't supposed to be.
He did put people in prison.
Not them.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, he'd have to have the Romans put the people to death. All right. Herod, now the original Herod, you know, this is a line of Herod. Now the original Herod had all the babies killed over there.
Yeah.
And he had all the babies killed just like Pharaoh did in Egypt. Okay.
But he didn't get Roman permission to do that.
Well, back now, remember when this was? This was before Jesus was born. I mean, at that period of time, Jesus had just been born, hadn't he? Right after that is when they lost the ability to do that. And he wrote a letter, Herod wrote a letter to Caesar and told him why he did this. And he got, this was done by Roman authority also at that time. Because he said, if we don't squash this right now and kill this kid right now, he's going to grow up and then we're going to have nothing but trouble. And we're going to have an insurrection in all the land if this man is allowed to grow up. Okay? So he had Roman authority, and that was when it had just changed. Okay? It had just changed. And then he wrote and if you look in the Arco volume, you will see his letter, if it's truly his letter, that he wrote to Caesar saying why that he killed that. I could have brought that tonight so you could have done that or read it to you. But.
Well, what I'm getting at is the Bible says that he had done the Baptist beheading.
Yeah, he had, with the authority of the Roman government, with the authority of the Roman government. But Herod nor any of these, the Jews couldn't. Herod was king, all right, and he had more power than the Jews did. But he was king of the Jews, all right. And the Jews, Herod said that he just sent him back to Pilate, didn't he? He wasn't going to condemn him. He couldn't do that. He could, but he didn't condemn him. I think Herod was afraid of him. Yeah, Herod was afraid of him. But the Jews themselves couldn't condemn anybody. So they asked Pilate to do it. All right? All right. That's where we'll finish for tonight. We'll look at this a little bit more next week and look at it into the New Testament. This is the first promise of the Messiah. Okay? Any other questions? No? I'm going to turn you loose on the world. Go out and do something what? Eternal. Brother John, would you dismiss us in prayer, please? Shirley, do you have a question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The rest of the world might want to know. Brother John.
Father, thank you for the class, and thank you for your work, Lord.